Okay, the Gemara in the Gimel Amid Beis has two chidushim which don't sound like typical Gemara chidushim. The first is that Eretz Yisrael halachically belonged to Klal Yisrael from the time of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara is not saying b'derech Musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it and he keeps his word. The Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is saying that al pi din, al pi hilchis Shulchan Aruch, Eretz Yisrael belonged to Klal Yisrael from the time of the Bris Tein HaBesarim. And akedei kach, that if a guy bowed down to an avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, to a tree, ein adam ayse davar she'ein shalai. In halacha, the Eretz Yisrael belonged to Klal Yisrael from that moment, from the moment of Avraham Avinu. That's the first chiddush of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, why are the asheris in Eretz Yisrael aser? Ein adam ayse davar she'ein shalai. So the Gemara says the second chiddush, and that is midapolchu Yisrael la'egel, from Klal Yisrael bowed down to the egel. The lashon haGemara is goliad atayu dinichulu b'vaydis kechavim. When Klal Yisrael bowed down to the egel, they showed that they're okay with avaydis zara. He also avaydis kechavim, and when the goyim bowed down to that tree's merit Yisrael, shlichusayu ditu avdi. They're doing the shlichus of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael owns Eretz Yisrael, and the goyim ashluchim of Yidden to bow down to trees by the eagle. So there's two chidushim: one, that Eretz Yisrael belonged to Klal Yisrael from the time of Avram, that the avtocha to Avram Avinu included a kinyan somehow, and two, that when they bowed to the eagle, that's shlichusayu ditu kahavdi. Oh, so that's the first thing I wanted to mention, that l'chaira, there was a machlaikis between the Raye Light and the Raye Avram. The Raye Light said that it's our land. The land is promised to Avram. Avram doesn't have Yarshim, we're the Yarshim. So we have a right to Eretz Yisrael. And the Raye Avram said, HaKnani Yos Baretz, that it's not ours yet. HaKnani Yos Baretz, the Knanim are still here. So it seemed to turn out that the Raye Light were right, and the Raye Avram were wrong. So the Gemara here is saying that it belonged to Klal Yisrael from the promise to Avram, which is what the Raye Light was saying. It's a very difficult kasha. Mizrahi and Rashi, yes, this kasha in Achumish. Yes, this kasha. The truth is, Avram himself said it. You know when? When he said, Ger v'tosha v'anochi imachem, he said that if you'll send me the land of Ger, so I'll pay for it. If not, so I'm a tosha, because Baruch Hu promised it to me, I'll take it min hadin. So that itself is a stira to the Raye Light. It seems to be a problem. So it says here on the side of the page, Ayin Taisis Rosh Hashanah. So Taisis there says a teretz. Taisis says the land belonged to Avraham Avinu. But if somebody else came and planted in the land, so whatever grows belonged to them. In other words, the asheris that were already standing at the time belonged to Avraham. The earth belonged to Avraham. He wanted to bury Sarah, and the land belongs to him. But the Raye Light was saying that the grass is ours, whatever the guy implanted, that belongs to them. The Gemara is saying trees that were there before, meaning they bowed before. It doesn't have the trees were before or later. I mean, the trees that they planted later. The trees that they planted later, Shataka be Asheris. You're right. I don't know what to say. What he's saying is the trees that the guy planted later would be Nicha. And so I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, this is Tosis's Teretz. Tosis doesn't say it, he answered his Kasha. But Tosis has a different Kasha. Because there it says when they brought the Omer, they couldn't take from the crops that belonged to Goyim. It had to be Gadol B'Shus Yisrael. So that's his raya. But Al Kaponim, the Maisa, it's a Chiddush that the Karka, the Gufa Karka of Eretz Yisrael, belonged to Avraham Avinu from that time and on. The what? That's what Rashi says. He said, if you'll sell it to me, good. Otherwise, I don't have to buy it. I can take a Mikra Adin, Rashi said. It's also a little bit of a problem. It's a whole sugya, if you remember, in Kiddushin Daf Chavav, this Kinya Chazaka, where do you know Kinya Chazaka from? It says, because Horem Asher Tafastem, Klai Yisrael de Kinya Chazaka on the cities in Eretz Yisrael. According to this, it belonged to them from earlier. It doesn't fit. I mean, this whole idea that it already belonged is from the time of Avraham Avinu. It's a very big chiddush. And okay, the Hamakni is the kasha there in Kiddushin. What? The Kiddusha. Kiddusha Shaina Batla. Yeah, but it seems the Bailus and the Kiddusha are two different things. It belonged to Avraham. Kiddusha Taka didn't have the Kiddusha yet. That's what it seems. The second set of problems is with the second Chiddush, that the Shlichus to a guy, and that's what I have here in the sheet, that first of all, there's no Shlichus to Goyim. Second of all, there's no Shlichus for a Dvar Aveira. This whole business that when Klai saw bowed down to the Egel, so the Goyim are now Ashluchim to bow down to the Asheris. It's Demesis is a Dava Pella. This week in Yeshiva, in the Kail, there's a Chabura learning Hilchus Chala. So in Hilchus Chala, there's a Ramah. The Ramah says that if I find your dough rising, you set up dough to rise, and you went shopping, and I come and I see it's going to turn sour. If it rises anymore, it'll turn sour. It's got to go into the oven. I'm allowed to separate Chala without you making me a Shliach. I could separate Chala. I could go separate challah for you and put your challahs in the oven because it's a schus for you. Oh, who's Kasha? Ksos, very good. Okay, so that's what it says in the Ramah. So there's one of the most famous ketzaisin, Baharaya, Yerachmiel knows it. The ketzais has a rule, zachin le'adam, v'loy zachin me'adam. Zachin, you can be zach for something for someone. You want to give me something, it's good. You tell me it's a schus to take something away from me? You go over to my dough, and you pull out challah, you say, zu challah. If I make you a shliach, of course it works. But on zachin, l'adam shloim midaitai, zachin me'adam. What? So it's a benefit for him. But the Ksaisa's time is that that's not the parsha of Zechiah. Zechiah is not a svar. It's wherever we learn it from, it's a parsha of Zechiah. So Zachin Me'adam, it's a schus to take it away. You take it away from him. The dough belongs to him. You're breaking off Chala, you're saying Zulchala. So the Ksais has his Shita. He starts off with Hisheini Kedai to argue with the Ramah, the Truma Sadesh. He does that all the time. He starts, I'm not kedai to argue, and then he argues, and by the time he's finished, he makes you feel the first sheet is a big toss, and the ktsais always does at the end, is he finds a rishon somewhere that says like him. So I think he has a Rabbeinu Avigdor at the end, if I recall correctly, who says like him. But this is the ktsais shita, the ein zach in mei adam. It's megeya, also Pesach. If Chalila, you have, let's say, from a yid who's in a coma, he's not, his mind isn't well. Whether you're allowed to sell his chametz, he went to the Rav the last 30 years, and he's selling chametz. Al Zachin, could you sell the chametz for him? It's a schus for him. So according to the Ramah, you could sell it. The Ketzai says, no, Zachin le'adam. Why Zachin me'adam? Al Zachin, you can't take away from a person. So that's a shitas haktsais. All the paiskim disagree with the ktsais. The ktsais holds the zachin lo adam and not mei adam, and it's a ramah. The ramah says not like that. So they were learning this in the kailos. So someone asked me a question that we have a rule nichalei lo adam the levin mitzvah b'mamayne. If I walk into shul and I'm my talis, so I'm allowed to use your talis. Now, most people don't realize, everyone knows lulav has to be lochem. Lulav has to be lochem. What about a talis? Did you know that? A talis also has to be lucha. Gedilim tasa. So tzitzis also have to belong to you. So if I don't have a talis and I come into shul, I forgot my talis. So I go over to my friend. I know he davens with the later minion, so I'm going to use his talis. I have to be kind in it. It should become mine. Now, how can I be kind in it? I didn't get permission. So we have an umdina. We say nichalei liyisrael the levi mitzvah b'mamayne. That it's nichalei, so that's a gemara. It's a gemara in Pesachim. So the guys were asking me, how does it says explain that? It says you don't say zochin meyadam, and yet nichalei v'litzim amayne. I could take it. I could take your the talis away from you because I know you're okay with it. So I could be kind. I'm taking it away from you. I'm owning it now. Not a kasha.
Only there's no loss.
There's a loss. It's not his talis anymore. Now it's my talis. Eventually, I'll give it back. But right now,
something that is a favor to get damaged, not want to take.
But it's still meyadam. It's not lived. There's no parsha zechia. It's still meyadam. What? So what is it? And when I take challah, what is that? When I separate the challah, so I'm better than him. Well, that's what it says. You can make a kinyan. So I'll tell you what you're saying. Then some day asked me this in the morning. Then in the afternoon, I was learning of a Dezarim and Gimel of his days. And I took out the Sherm Tzion Ba'alacha. And I see he brings here the Kasha on Agamara. On Agamara, the Kashish, the Chesed, the Dukavidi, and Shlichus Dvar Aveira. What do you mean? They bow to the Asher, it's a Shlichus. There's no Shlichus to a guy, there's no Shlichus to Dvar Aveira. So they bring here the Birkei Yosef, and then later that the Rebbe Kivega said the same thing. The Birkei Yosef, I tried to underline it, it's very faded. But he says there's a difference in Shlichus and Nichusa. The difference in Shlichus, which is what you were saying, the difference in Shlichus and Nichusa. Shlichus is to separate Chala for you. I'm not Mechuyim a Chala. If you want me to separate Chala for you, I have to be your Shliach. What's with shlichus? You didn't make me a shliach. So schiyam etam shlichus. Zachin, if you hold zachin, it works. If you don't hold zachin, it doesn't work. To use your talis, I only need nichusa. I only need that you're nicha. It's something you're okay with. You don't mind. You don't mind. So that's an umdana. I can go and I can take your talis. My umdana is, you don't mind if I take your talis. So I can take it. I go to your house and you're not home yet. So I'm waiting for you. So I want to take a drink. So I have an umdina that you don't mind if I take a drink. I know you, you don't mind. So I can take a drink. It's not a zochin, it's nichusa. You don't mind. As nichusa, it could work. Shlichus, when you need shlichus to separate chala, you need shlichus. I have no right to separate chala. It's not my mitzvah. It's your dough. When you need shlichus, the ksai says, zochin meyadam doesn't work. When it's nichusa, using a talis, there it does work. That's what they say. Berkiyaz and Rikivega say on Agamara. Bowing down to your Avodah Zarah, to your tree, and bowing down, the Kashas Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So they say, Taka, the Gemara doesn't mean Shlichus. Doesn't mean you may be a Shliach to bow, and more Shlichus for Avodah Zarah. It means you're Nicha. If you're Nicha, I should bow to your Avodah, to your tree becomes an Avodah Zarah. I don't need a Parsha of Shlichus. This nekuda that there's a difference in shlichus, which is the parsha of zchia, and there's a parsha of nichusa. Nichusa means you don't mind. They're two different parashiyos. By shlichus and shlichus la'akum and shlichus dvar aveira, and the ktsai says zochin is not meyadam. Nichusa means you're to freedom. It's something totally different. It's a totally different aspect of it. Now, exactly how that works by a kinyan, your nicha, so I'm plain of the talis, I'm not sure. Kinyanim nidas, hard to understand. In other words, this chilik is it's a sensible chilik. Don't know how it works. It's interesting. There's a rush in Kedushin. The rush is simul chaf. It's unusual. The rush usually starts from the Gemara. This rush reads like a tshuva. It starts al ki ro'isi ba'ashkenaz. The first time I saw at weddings in Ashkenaz, he writes that very often the chassan forgets the ring. He comes to the chuppah, he forgets the ring. So what do? They go to someone in the audience and they ask them to donate their ring to a good cause. So they give the ring. So the rush says, it bothered me. If you're at a wedding, a woman's at a wedding, and they forgot the ring, so could we use your ring? He gives her a ring. She knows she has to give it away forever? What's she thinking? The rush says, it bothered me. I don't understand what's going on in Ashkenaz. They forget in Germany, they forgot rings. I don't know. But he says, they forget rings, and they ask people in the audience for the ring, and someone gives it. And does she know that she's giving it away permanently? Her wedding band. So he says he's matmiya. And then the Rosh says he came to the conclusion that it's okay. Because if you're giving it for the mitzvah, so you're giving it for whatever is needed, even though you don't know it needs a kinyan. When you give it up for a mitzvah, whatever halacha requires, I'm giving it up for that. That's what. That's the way that it's given. And that's what he says. So it seems that for a dvar mitzvah, is that tzchiyah? What is it? The person doesn't know. A kinyan usually you have to know. He doesn't know. Giving away the ring. And we're saying that it works. It works because she means to give it however it works. So I don't know. Many, many years ago I spoke this out on a Matzah Shabbos. I think the name of the tape was, there was tapes, was the Rosh Simon Chaf, I think that's what we called it. That Sunday I had a wedding. I remember it was Lag BaOmer. And the chassan forgot his ring. And the wedding was in some cuckoo place upstate, one of these country clubs. And he forgot the ring. And there were a couple of people there with the novishes that said, I should have talked about winning the lottery or something. And I went over, a sister-in-law was willing to give up her ring. I told her, but you're not getting it back. This is for keeps. It's for real. And according to the Rosh, I don't have to do that. It's a nichusa. So it seems a nichusa could create a rotzen for kinyan, which is a chiddush. The same thing by the talis. You go use someone's talis. The nichusa of him somehow creates enough of a rotzen for a kinyan. So that's what they say. When the Gemara says shlichusu deduka avdi, it means a nichusa. They were nicha that people will bow down to the Asheris in Eretz Yisrael. But upon him, these are the two chiddushim here in the Gemara. And next week is Tainis Esther. We have... Say there as usual.